You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
This is your reminder that we are getting to the time of year where motorcycles are more common. Remember, they are smaller than you and are easily missed, especially in your blind spots. Please also remember to give them plenty of following distance, as they can stop faster than you can, and they have less protection in the event of a collision. Remember, a little bit of extra vigilance could save a life. Once again, please watch for motorcycles when you're driving, as they are beginning to be more common as the weather warms. May 16th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at 925 Park Lane, the BART facility is hosting an open house. Transportation will be provided, and they do ask that you reserve a seat by calling 715-682-9664. There's going to be tours, food, and refreshments. Once again, this is taking place May 16th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 925 Park Lane here in Park Falls. The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan that's currently under consideration eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health. If you believe it's important for NOAA research and improving National Weather Service forecasts, the time to act is now. Reach out to your elected representatives and share your concerns. Consider installing the 5 Calls app on your phone to help you.
With all the rain and fast-melting snow, rivers are rapidly rising. Over half of all flood-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into floodwater. The next highest death statistic related to drowning in floodwaters is people walking into or near flooded areas. It is very easy to underestimate the force and the power of water. Stay out of floodwaters. Turn around. Don't drown. Today, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there's a faux stained glass for youth class over at the Fields Public Library. This is hosted by Jen from UCreate Studio and is open to all children ages 7 to 18, where they get to learn how to paint a faux stained glass plexiglass piece. Once again, this is taking place today from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Town halls have been a point of contention. When Republicans have held them over the last few months, they're often met with boos and protesters. Civic Media's Savannah Tomey-Olson has more.
Town halls have been a point of contention for months now. Republicans have held them all over the country and here in Wisconsin, and when they do, they've been met with boos and protesters. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents. Because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. That's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after 3 seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for 7 seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in private eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City chief medical examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be breezy with a little light rain and snow this morning. Gradual clearing. The wind will gradually decrease here by later this afternoon with a high in the mid, maybe upper 40s today. Tonight, mostly clear, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.